You have a question for Maul? Ask her right now online at askmaul.com. Now back to Maul Anderson.
Okay, well, it's that time in the show where we've got Beauty Beat with Dawn McCoy. Hey, Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I am great. What you got for me today?
I have got some really good summer picks. So I thought we'd start with something everybody always asks about is the waterproof eye makeup.
So you're meaning like we can swim in it,
have sex in it. I wouldn't say sleep in it, but I think people want to look pretty sexy when they're wearing it anyway.
Yes.
So, really, you know, just because the weather's balmy, it doesn't mean our makeup has to melt.
Okay.
So we're lucky to have a slew of pretty products for the eyes that can withstand the rising temperatures and our busy summer schedules without compromising the beauty factor.
Like that.
I do too. For a pretty polished look that will last for hours and hours, I'm a big fan of this eye makeup ensemble that will work for every skin tone and skin type, especially yours.
Okay, well, tell us what that is.
Okay. I'm a big fan of the Bobbi Brown Cream Shadows. They're about $24 for lasting, lovely, and long-wearing color. For summer, I tend to pick golds and bronzes that'll reflect the light and remind me of the beach. I mean, it's summertime, so that's good.
Plus, it makes you look kind of shimmery.
Absolutely. Reflects light, which we love that.
We love light.
So I'll press on sandy gold or beach honey under the brow bone and then press on beach bronze or copper in the crease and on the lid. And then I'll take a thinner brush, like an eyeliner brush, and I'll line my lower lash line with the darker color that I used in the crease.
I like this.
Yes, it's really easy. This looks natural and it's effortless without looking like you're trying too hard. And these shadows are lifesavers for us working women out there and the moms out there who don't really have time to touch up our makeup.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like I'm constantly having to do that.
That's why those cream shadows, they stay on like for hours.
I love that.
And no primer needed or anything. They really adhere to your eye, which is great. The next is we all love eyeliner. And I trust Aqua Lily's for Tarte Amazonian Clay Waterproof Eyeliner in Black. That's $24
also. That's a long
name. That is a long title.
Okay, say that one more time.
That's a long title. Yes. Aqua Lily's for Tarte.
Aqua Lily's for Tarte.
Amazonian Clay.
Amazonian Clay. These
waterproof
are all individual
eyeliner.
Ones,
it's
right?
like one. No, it's one title.
That's one.
It's very confusing.
It's one title. Just so you know,
it's a collection.
It's a collection.
The Aqua Lilies are a synchronized swim team, and they're based here in Los Angeles.
Oh, now I understand. Okay,
so they're basically doing it for waterproof makeup that they based around these synchronized swimmers who are
there
like known for
it.
Being gorgeous. So, I mean, with this, basically, it comes with this perfect brush. You can line on top. I love the tight line, which is just basically lifting your lashes underneath the lash line.
Wait,
so it gets
called
there.
Tight line?
Tight lining.
Tight
sounds like a football player, I think.
Tight lining.
It
yeah.
is. Do you know about that?
No. I'm like learning stuff. This
oh,
is
excited.
Great. This is what it's about. This is what the Beauty Beat's about. Tight lining.
Tight
okay, so
lining.
What does that mean? I'm looking in the mirror. What am I doing?
So you're taking your brush. You can either use like a square brush or else you can use like the brush that comes with this liner.
Okay.
And you're lifting your lashes, like underneath your lashes, close to your eye.
You mean like on the part that you would normally in the old days, like way before you when I would take a black eyeliner pencil and run it up underneath there? Is that the
under here?
Yes.
Yeah. Right under. If you're under wondering,
here?
I just did. Under here, I mean the lashes on top.
Just
the top
like
lashes.
We're not smell-o-vision. You can't see us.
It's hilarious when I do that. You're lifting the lashes from the bottom, kind of.
Okay.
So it's the top lashes, but you're lifting them up, and basically you're getting to the root of each lash, and you're just pressing it in, so it really gives you that dark pigment, so your lashes look naturally dark.
I like this. Okay.
It's great. So I love that, and then the High Volume Mascara from Trish McAvoy is waterproof, but it actually is removed with water. It forms little tubes around each lash.
Okay, wait. It's waterproof?
I know.
But
it's tricky.
It's
waterproof unless you intentionally go in to remove it. So during the day, if you're swimming and everything, you won't get – the mascara won't move. But at night, it has these tubes around each lash that it forms. And if you wash it off with warm water where you're kind of touching your eyelashes and kind of maneuvering it to come off really easily, then it will come off. So you don't need eye makeup remover, but it won't come off when you're swimming in the pool or having sex.
Wow. And if it's forming tubes, I'm assuming it's giving us fatter lashes.
It's giving you a lot of volume and definition, which we love.
Good.
And it's very good for every day, too.
And how much is that about?
I think that is 30.
Okay. Well,
30
but
bucks.
You know what? Sometimes cost per wear.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm big on cost per wear.
It'll last you months. I always say, honestly, about 4 months.
Wow. Okay.
Some people can take it longer.
Since we're just on that, and I know we've only got a second here left, but how often do we need to change out our mascara?
Okay. There's lots of discussion about this. I would say between 3 to, at most, stretching it out to 6 months. If it starts smelling funky, that's when it's time to go. Or getting flaky.
If you have to start heating it up to try to get the color to stop being uncaked. It's time to get rid of it.
Time to part. Say goodbye.
All right. And that's Beauty Beat with Don McCoy. I got this beat.